Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The war between Israel and Hamas is still ongoing. But now we are seeing that the world's public opinion is turning against Israel. The UN Security Council just adopted almost unanimously, with one abstention that by the United States, a resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire between the two parties, but both Israel and Hamas have rejected that resolution. But as I said, more and more people now inside and outside the state of Israel, including Jewish people, are very concerned about Israel's present course of conduct. Let me read to you an article from The Times, which was dated January 5, written by a Jewish rabbi, saying the following: Israel's attempt to wipe out Hamas is understandable, but stupid. The kind of response matters. Killing 500 Palestinians and wounding 2,000 others at the time of the writing is disproportionate. In the meantime, more than 700 Palestinians have been killed. It goes on to say, it breaks my heart to see the terrible suffering in Gaza and in Israel. As a religious Jew, I find it all the worse, because it confirms to me how easy it is to pervert the loving message of Judaism into a message of hatred and domination. I remain in mourning for the Jewish people, for Israel, and for the world. And this man is absolutely correct, because what we are seeing now is a wave of anti-Semitism, not distinguishing anymore between the Jewish people on the one hand and the politics and the policies the Jewish or the Israeli government might be adopting. And the ones who are suffering the most, of course, are the civilians. Let me read to you an article from Der Spiegel Online, dated January 5. Israel hopes to critically weaken Hamas with its attacks in the Gaza Strip. Governments in the West and even in the Arab world can understand Israel's aims, but civilians are the ones suffering the most from the bombardment. How much bloody retribution is legitimate? And then the magazine goes on to point out between whom this war actually is taking place. It says, what happened to Lebanon 2 years ago is now happening in Gaza today. It can also be seen as a proxy war, as operations against Iran's spiritual little brothers who deny Israel's right to exist. Of course, talking about Hamas and possibly Hezbollah. Now, I've mentioned that in my latest program, that Israel is fighting a proxy war against Iran. And some have written and have said, oh no, we don't agree with that. Well, more and more newspaper articles and commentaries agree with that, pointing out that the war is actually directed against Iran. Now, Israel's conduct, as I said, has prompted condemnation by many countries around the world, including the European Union. Let me read to you an article from the EU Observer, dated January 7. Pressure to obtain a ceasefire in Gaza has been mounting. While Israeli forces on Tuesday, that's January 6, killed at least 40 people during an attack on a United Nations-run school in Gaza. Now, of course, they have later said, the Israelis have said, oh, this was just a school Hamas has been using to fire rockets from. The UN has categorically denied that. So this has caused condemnation. Now, the EU had sent a delegation to the Middle East to bring about peace. Of course, that has failed. It says here, we have come to Israel in order to advance the initiative for humanitarian ceasefire, and I will tell you, Mr. President, that you have a serious problem with international advocacy and that Israel's image is being destroyed, EU Foreign Affairs Commissioner Benita Ferrero-Waldner told Israeli President Shimon Peres during the visit of an EU delegation in the region. Now, listen to the response. But Mr. Peres retorted that Israel is fighting other wars and a public image wasn't one of them. Europe must open its eyes. We are not in the business of public relations or improving our image. We are fighting against terror. You see, this is not going to help Israel's prestige and Israel's reputation to get that kind of a response. It almost looks like the Israeli government isn't concerned about the suffering of the civilians in the area. And so we find that Europe is becoming more outspoken. Deutsche Welle reported on January 7. The European Union must put all hopes of building a closer relationship with Israel on hold until the fighting in the Gaza Strip ends, a group of leading aid agencies said Wednesday. It would be inconceivable for the EU to work for closer ties with Israel at a time when the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip has been pushed to crisis point by Israel's assaults. Now, I'm not saying that these condemnations are necessarily correct. I am telling you these things to show you how the opinion has become and what it has become. And so we find that Europe is getting more and more concerned and wants to get involved. Notice this article, which was published by the EU Observer on January 2, quoting the new Minister of Europe, who is actually the Czech Prime Minister, saying that it is up to the European Union to take over the initiative. And so Der Spiegel Online also wrote on January 5 that Europe is trying to step into a diplomatic vacuum left by the United States because the government in Washington is in limbo for the coming 2 weeks until President George Bush formally hands over power to Barack Obama. And so the question is, what's Europe trying to do? Now, again, they are very much aware of the fact there's not much they can do at this point. The French president went to the Middle East to try to bring about peace. Of course, that didn't work. The EU Communion or the Commission went over there. That didn't work. Now, this morning, Deutsche Welle has announced that as the conflict between Hamas and Israel in Gaza continues, Germany has agreed it will help mediate between the two and is sending its top foreign diplomats to get talks started. Talking about, of course, the foreign minister, Mr. Frank-Walter Steinmeier. But is that going to help? Is that going to bring about peace? Are peaceful negotiations the solution? The answer is no. I mean, history has shown that has never worked. And even if you had a kind of a temporary peace agreement, that was broken before you knew it. And so Europe is kind of aware of that too. And ultimately, they understand that something else must happen. Now, notice this article, which was published by Deutsche Welle on January 7th. They have also been called by politicians for German peacekeepers to be sent to Gaza. Eckhard von Kleden, a foreign policy spokesman in Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Union, said the use of German troops was feasible, but they must have robust powers. At this point, the German government has officially denied that they are thinking along those lines, but it's clear that they are. Now, I'm not telling you that to take any sides to get involved in politics, because I'm not involved in politics at all. I'm telling you this because I want to tell you what the Bible has to say about these things. And when I talk about the Bible, some people will say, oh, no, not again. I don't want to hear what the Bible has to say. Well, let me just tell you some interesting prophecies, and you judge. You judge whether they have any bearing for what we are seeing today. In the book of Zechariah, in the 14th chapter, you find that God says that he will assemble and gather all nations to fight against Jerusalem just prior to the return of the Messiah. You also find in the same book, in the book of Zechariah, that Israel will be hated by all nations. Now, that would include the United States of America. That would include Great Britain. That, of course, would include Russia, China, and, of course, the European Union. You also find in the book of Hosea, in the 5th chapter, that Judah will recognize its wound, referring to defeat in war. Now, Israel has already been defeated in 2006. It is all very probable, I should say, that they are going to not be successful in this present situation either. And then they will look for help from foreign powers, but they won't get it, according to the book of Hosea. Does this sound any bells, perhaps, in your mind? We also find that ultimately Europe will intervene. After they have tried bringing about peaceful negotiations, they will send their troops into the Middle East to bring about peace. But that peace will also be very temporary and will ultimately lead to a terrible world war engulfing pretty much all the nations in the world. That's what the Bible tells you. Can you see perhaps that what we are seeing right now are the beginnings of these developments? Let's not just dismiss the Bible as an ancient book which has no relevance for us today. I'm telling you right now, it has great relevance. You must continue watching the events in the Middle East, and please continue watching our Standing Watch programs, because we will try to keep you informed about what is happening in the world in the light of biblical prophecy. Thanks very much for watching. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.